Mojo Nation Awaken, how are you today? You're listening to Talk Radio for Guys, home of the Leafs. Mojo Radio AM 640. Listen live anytime you like at mojoradio.com. Coming up on the broadcast, Kenny versus Spenny. It's the latest TV show that's Canadian that's actually very interesting about two guys competing in immature ways, and we're going to talk about your keeping up with the Joneses scenario, and have you canceled friends, neighbors, or relatives because of competition? We'll deal with that, the fallout from Kenny versus Spenny, but they will kick things off. Also, of Election Day in Ontario, if you don't participate, you have no right to bitch, say I. Also, Greg Seven from Men's Health Magazine. I want to know the best way to pick up a bartender, because you see these hot women behind the bars filling out those sweaters so nicely, and they're sort of, they're paid to be nice, right? I don't care. I still operate under the illusion that they really like me, and nothing will deter that fantasy. Same with waitresses. And often the hottest women at any establishment you go to are the ones that work there. Never stops me. I'm a veteran of even scoring with strippers, so we will. It cost me a lot of money, though. Still counts as far as I'm concerned. You know, they won't. They need the charm as well as the cash. Yeah, that's another illusion. But we'll talk about all this in moments. Greg Stebbin from Men's Health Magazine will talk to us about the vagaries of bar performance. You know. So maybe you'll pick up a bartender this weekend. Right now, Kenny versus Spenny. How are you, gentlemen?
Where am I?
Kenny, this is Mojo Radio, AM 640.
Oh, all right.
You're all right tonight?
I am.
I thought the coffee would bring you back into consciousness.
It's starting to. But
it's not bad.
I have to fill my IV bag with it first.
You know, I find getting coffee grounds and doing rails is effective. Spenny, how are you?
What kind of show is this?
It's just it's an open line thing. It's open
fake
line.
Breasts,
it's open
cocaine.
Season.
It's the type of show that would have you as a guest, Spenny.
No fake. There's no fake breasts here. We like the authentic
Same
stuff.
Same with me.
Yeah.
I actually do know how to pick up a bartender.
You want to be able to distinguish a breast from a shoulder blade. You don't want anything too hard and pointy. You want something really pleasant, you know?
I couldn't agree more.
Bouncy.
I could not agree more.
It's more fun and flavorful. Now, listen to this. Joe Nation. These guys have got it going on here. It's the Odd Couple meets Survivor. That's how they call, or they characterize Kenny versus Spenny. Here are some of their episode competitions. Who can stay awake the longest? That's all right. I've had some of those competitions, haven't you, Mary? Who can stay handcuffed the longest? Mary? No? No, I don't think so. Mary's behind the keyboards here. Who can put on the best concert? The boys write and perform their own original song. Spenny embraces his childhood fantasy and sleeps with his mother.
No, I did that.
Wait a sec.
I'm sorry, I just added that in. But so you put on your own show.
Two against one.
Okay. Who can earn the most money in 3 days? That's an interesting competition.
Mm-hmm. It was very interesting. The problem is we can't really reveal any of the endings to the shows because they haven't aired yet.
What do you
so
do?
I don't
though?
Know what to tell you.
You're trying to earn the most money in 3 days. Like are you talking?
What do we do? Everything we can, because the loser has to be humiliated. So, which is kind of our motivation for winning. Mm-hmm. The end of every show is a pretty nasty.
How did you do the handcuff the longest? That sounds like a tough one. You got to take some time off work.
We each get a key. We handcuff ourselves together. First one to use the key and undo the handcuffs loses.
So you're handcuffed together.
Yes. We can talk about this.
Well, how do you do the bathroom thing then?
Well, we do it together. I actually took pills to become constipated. He didn't, which was probably a better strategy move. So I, at one point in the show, I'm sitting on the floor while he does his dirty business. And
I like to call it boom boom, not dirty business.
All right. That's, I guess, the medical name for it.
The boom correct boom. Medical term.
Now, you're calling it boom boom.
Yeah,
and you're really talking about number two.
Well, actually,
I'm questioning about if there's been some Bam Bam and the Boom Boom.
Now, let's get this straight. I'm not talking about number two because it was more of a number three.
It was, believe me.
Okay, what's number three?
Diarrhea.
It was number Googleplex. Oh, it was the most disgusting thing
three
ever.
Three is when you, it's two, plus, why would you two have plus one.
Like you're handcuffed together and all of a sudden you have diarrhea. Did you plan that?
Of course. What, am I an idiot?
Just to make sure he takes the handcuff.
Yes, you are an idiot. Okay. That's why we have a TV show.
here's a nice, Kenny versus Spenny join me. You're listening to Crystal Live on Mojo Radio AM 640. Who do girls like more? That's an interesting competition.
Well, I think it's obvious. I'm better looking, smarter.
That doesn't necessarily matter, though. Good looking doesn't really count. Women go for it. That's the thing that's fascinating and confusing about women.
And we both earn the same money, so, you know. It's.
I've seen women lick toads.
Yeah. I'm like Fonzie, and Spenny's like Al from Happy Days.
Okay.
What?
Who can lose the most weight? Now, you're both are fairly... Schvelt.
Yeah.
Schvelt. I just added the H in there. You're both the Schvelt guys.
We don't speak French.
No, I know. So how did you do the losing weight deal?
That was brutal. Again, the show hasn't aired, and I don't want to, you know.
Oh, come on.
Let me give you some context here, because Kenny's incapable of that kind of conversation.
Okay, this is The Odd Couple Meet Survivor, in case you've just joined us. Kenny versus Spenny, the TV show. Tuesdays at 5:30 on CBC. Go ahead.
Nice plug. You know, the reason why the show works on a comedic and a reality level is because we're...
It's because I'm in it. This is Kenny talking.
See, he won't let me finish that.
Go ahead,
Spenny. That's part of my nightmare. Anyways, it's because we're both different people in real life. It's a yin-yang situation, so...
How are you different from Kenny, other than the fact that you're straight?
Straight?
Yeah. Smaller penis, uglier, stupider.
Just kidding, just kidding. No, but Spenny, how...
Well, you're obviously... Did he pay you for this?
No, okay. I'm just kidding.
No, I'm a straightforward person who has an ethical moral code, and it's laughable apparently in this day and age. But I'm going to stick by what I believe to be right and true and good and decent.
Kenny, of course.
Shut up, Kenny.
Kenny, of course,
is the cunning, conniving genius
scumbag.
All right, so this is like The Odd Couple Meets Survivor.
I like this.
Now, you know what this reminds me of? People who get roommates for the first time, because they want to hear about your own Kenny versus Spenny, the home game. 416-870-6400, *640 on your cell phone, or 870-MOJO. A lot of guys, you know, high-fiving each other as they leave their shared suite because one guy's got a girl in bed. Guys doing shift work. Who can wake up with the most hash oil sticking to their hair? There's all kinds of...
Yeah, maybe in grade 9.
In grade 9... Is this it?
Grade 9? What did you go? What kind of perverted high school did you go to?
The last time you ever saw hash oil, my God.
All right, I'm dating
myself. Have you been to Zimbabwe lately?
I'm dating myself.
Can I?
I do that often. That's why I've got the hand puppets. Coming back with your calls and Kenny versus Spenny.
Can I finish? Am I allowed to finish?
In a second. We got to go. We got to sell something.
It's my turn, Spenny.
We'll be right back. Keep it here. It's Mojo Radio AM 640.
You're listening to Crystal Live on Mojo Radio AM 640.
Oh, yes. It's Survivor Meets the Odd Couple.
Sounds like my stomach.
It's called Kenny versus Spenny. And it airs on CBC Tuesdays at 5:30 p.m. Welcome. Andrew Crystal here. This is Talk Radio for Guys, Home of the Leafs, Mojo Radio AM 640. So how are people characterizing this duo, this Kenny versus Spenny duo? What are they calling it?
Kenny, we've been told that we've been called Wine and Shyster. Spenny is the whiner, and I'm the shyster.
All right. And you're putting that to good effect with your new show, and you guys compete with each other, which is really interesting. It's like, it's sort of, where did you get the inspiration from this? Is this like roommate hell?
It evolved from a movie we did in 1990.
Very good, Spenny.
Whatever. 1990, whatever. Mm-hmm. Called Pitch.
97.
And Pitch. We saw ourselves on the screen and saw some humor potential, and we were looking for a concept that was a good venue for our comedy and who we really were. Mm-hmm. So I think
Spenny was banging junk in his wiener in the bathroom a little earlier here. Why don't you let me describe it? Okay. We made a movie about us trying to sell a script in Hollywood. It was called Pitch. This show is not Kenny and Spenny sell a script. It's first one to sell a script wins.
Banging junk with his wiener?
Yeah, all right. In his wiener.
All right, sorry.
Not true.
Okay, so you've got various contests you've set up for yourself. The handcuff thing, and one you had diarrhea, so he lost the
bet. Oh, it was a bunch of things he did to just be as annoying and stinky and horrible as possible.
Yeah, in the handcuff episode, I have to get Spenny to undo the handcuff, so I have to put him in the worst situations he could possibly be in.
So he found a guy that apparently I owe money to, and he flew him in from the U.S. to just harangue me for the cash. And I made it through that, actually. You were quite surprised.
You cried and cried like a little baby.
You know, everything that comes out of his mouth is a lie. Now, almost everything. It's so incredible.
You're a genius, Benny. You're a genius.
Okay, both of you competed about who can earn the most money in 3 days. Another competition. Now, what did you guys try and do? Give us a sneak peek at episode 4.
Well, I decided that I have a national show, and I can sell airtime.
No, what are you doing? That show hasn't aired. Can we talk about one
but
that's
it does,
aired?
You still don't know who wins. It's fine.
Okay. Go ahead.
So you
ruined the show.
It's on the website.
You sold TV time on your own show to screw your buddy.
Yeah.
And now, he was out trying to sell pencils
on the street corner, and you're doing an airtime.
I didn't know that pencil got a stiff competition. Are you clock able?
Who do girls like more? How did you do that one? Where did you go for that?
Well, we each date the same girl, and whoever the girl likes the best wins.
Now, how do you get a girl to consent to go out with both of you?
It was extremely difficult.
Just ask them. I mean, it's just like any other reality
and
show.
And the losing weight one, did you use laxatives? What did you do to lose weight the most, and what was the time frame for that?
We had
72 hours.
72 hours to lose as much weight as possible. And again, you know, Spenny's going to start whimpering like a little baby if I start telling you what happened in the show. So,
yeah, you keep talking about shows that haven't aired yet. But the bottom line is he's kind of like mind over matter. No, he's matter over mind and I'm mind over matter. So his way of dealing with losing weight was to take a lot of, herbal drugs, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, well, here he goes, giving away the show. Thank you very much.
And then, you know, my way of dealing with it was sweat and hard work.
And crying.
You know, working out Bikram yoga, which you do in about 100-degree temperature room, and you can lose up to 6 pounds in one session. It's pretty intense.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you do that? What's the
sweat. Sweat.
Just
it's,
by sweating.
It's yoga in essentially a sauna.
Benny was doing a lot of downward dog in this episode.
Downward dog. I've done that before, too, but that's just after too many cocktails.
Okay.
It usually involves porcelain.
Moving along.
Who can stand up the longest? Now, that's an interesting one. The competition degenerates into a philosophical argument, you describe here, about what it means to stand.
Well, let me ask you a question. If you're hooked up in a harness with bungee cords sleeping, so you're completely, your body is completely relaxed, mm-hmm. Would you call that standing?
Say yes.
What? So he's propping himself up.
Completely.
That's not a freestanding structure.
Thank you very much. It's
assisted standing.
But you don't qualify non-assisted standing. You say who can stand up the longest. So technically, even by cheating, you're right because you haven't...
We haven't determined the rules.
Yeah, you didn't say...
And
stand
that's
up
why.
The longest without assistance.
And this is exactly what's wrong with our society and why we all need to get out and vote and do our civic functions.
Are you voting today,
Spenny? People like Kenny take over the world, you know, it's just going
to
be horrible.
Listen to Spenny. Go out and vote. Spenny, are you voting today?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, what a liar. You're not voting. Who are you voting
you know?
For?
What?
Who are you voting for?
It's none of anybody's business. I don't believe I
Spenny
have to share my political...
Spenny is not voting today. We are going into the
How
edit suites to edit.
How do you know what I'm doing
edit?
Today? How do you know what
because
I'm doing
I know
today?
What our schedule is, and we're going into the edit suites to edit. So there's Spenny.
You ever heard of absentia?
Yeah.
That's a complicated word, Kenny. You maybe don't understand what that means. But one
I do. That's when
in
you,
absentia.
That's when you forget who you are, right?
Now, what about the vote today? How do you feel about that, Kenny?
I feel extremely strongly about the vote.
All right, so...
ask him who's running. Ask him what the parties are. Ask him any question about politics.
Well, okay, I'll answer any question about politics.
Ernie Eves. Are you concerned he might lose?
If he does, I might have to sell my Smirnoff stocks.
Who is Ernie Eves, Kenny? Who is Ernie Eves?
Ernie Eves is the premier
Smirnoff stocks.
I have to admit, I'm blown away.
He is the premier.
Your stock in Smirnoff.
He's a premier of Mellonville.
You might lose your Smirnoff stocks. I like that.
That's impressed, right. Kenny.
And we're going to take a break. When we come back, who can sit on a cow the longest? Dairy cows don't like being mounted unless they're taken from behind. and they can usually run faster than most people. We'll find out more when I return.
This is Crystal Live on Mojo Radio, talk radio for guys, AM 640.
Andrew Crystal here. This is Talk Radio for Guys. Home of the Leafs, Mojo Radio, AM 640. Listen live anytime you like at mojoradio.com. Kenny and Spenny are here. The show airs on CBC Tuesdays at 5:30.
Hey, wait, I have a question.
What?
If this is Talk Radio for Guys, why is Spenny here? Do you have any Kleenex?
Why did you... something happen?
My nose was running.
Really?
Nobody? Had to go catch it.
Really?
I'm
sure it's not something else. It's not some kind of cycle.
It's too chilly out for Spenny.
Some kind of cycle.
I use a paper towel.
Oh, there's a paper towel for you.
I
don't need this stuff.
There's a Kleenex in your purse, Spenny.
I don't.
What are you laughing at? Jesus.
Well, they're still blowing the nose from that staying up late competition. Now, what is the, you've got a, this is like a Odd Couple Meets Survivor. Now, who can sit on a cow the longest is one of your competitions. Let's talk about that. You're sitting on dairy cows.
It's going to be an Olympic event, they're saying, in a couple of years.
Now, where do you go to where do you go to sit on the cows? Where in Ontario do you go?
At Quinter's Factory.
I don't know where we went, actually, but it was
we went up to a farm,
2 hour
away. A dairy cattle farm up in northern... And went and sat on a couple of cows. But again, it's a big part of it is the preparation. How do we prepare to sit on a cow for 8 or 10 hours?
Because cows don't like to be sat on, and they run faster than people.
No, they're really,
They go faster than people.
They do. They're really fast.
They look very, static, but they actually move around quickly if provoked. Do they?
No, that is false. Cows do not sleep standing up.
Don't they kneel and stuff?
I thought they did.
They do not. I thought we'd be on the cows for like 50 hours.
Okay, so how long, now, did you take the cow from behind? Like, how did you mount it?
Of course. Took it cowie style.
Would you have sex with a dairy cow?
100%.
Seriously?
Yes.
Even if there was no cameras?
Of course.
If you were horny enough, would you fire it up?
Even if I wasn't horny, I would do it.
Little cow, though.
Guys, you're turning me on. It's too early for me to get... Too early for me to stretch my panties.
Well, you like those big...
You'd have sex with a bull.
You like the big teats.
True. Well, enough about Spenny's mother. We're talking about the show.
You know what? Where is a moratorium on the mother jokes, and you're honoring it. He honors it when we're not in the media.
I offer my honor, she honors her offer, and it was honor and offer all night.
That's an old one.
Oh.
And a bad one.
Now, what about...
SCTV.
What about... Okay, so how did you mount the cow? How did you sit on a cow? Cows don't like to be sat on.
You sit on the cow.
I actually had...
Say your prayers.
The farmer's helping me mount the cow from the side.
From the side.
Yes.
And what did the cow do when you sat on the cow?
Well, we can't say because it'll ruin the show. But believe me, they do not like being sat on.
All right.
Spenny is still dating the cow, by the way. How it's been 2 months now, Spenny?
Okay, who makes the better woman? That's one of your competitions.
Yes.
The most convincing woman. Boys in full drag host a ladies' night out cocktail party at the house. The real women at the party will choose which one has transformed himself into the most convincing woman.
I'm still traumatized by that.
Will it be Kendra, the slutty party girl, or Spenita, the career woman? These are your characters.
Mm-hmm.
Spenita.
Always vote for the slut, guys.
Really?
Always you vote
make
for the slut.
You make the best woman?
Well, I'm not saying I make the best woman, but I make a pretty good slut.
Okay, who is the who do kids like the most? That's one of your competitions.
That's a great one. That's a great episode. Okay. Again.
Seven six-year-olds spend half the day with Kenny and half the day with Spenny. The kids decide which guy they like the most. Kenny spoils them rotten. Well, Spenny takes them on a mysterious fantasy adventure. What, you become a Catholic priest for a day?
Yeah, three of them still haven't been found. Check the lake, guys. Check the lake.
Will I get letters?
Be better.
Now, you can't reveal who.
Right. Well, we don't want to. I mean, it's a people, right. It's like.
Who can survive in the woods the longest? That looks interesting.
That was brutal.
Two city guys.
Brutal. In the deep woods of Halliburton for 3 days with absolutely nothing. Nothing.
No food.
Really?
Nothing. It was
no water.
Friggin' nightmare.
No chance.
And you actually did this?
Yeah, it was horrible. I was trying to build an Xbox out of pine needles.
Who is the best male stripper? You had that, and who decided?
We had judges.
You did, huh?
Yeah.
And you put G-strings on?
Yes.
And you took to the, you swung on the poles, the whole thing.
I'll reveal one thing, which I think is safe, but don't.
What?
Well, that I waxed a certain part of my anatomy that unfortunately needed it.
Really?
And I did it on camera. Yeah. And it was the most humiliating, it was more humiliating than a humiliation. But it had
forehead.
To be done. It had to be done.
Your forehead.
Now, what's the, I like this one. First guy to use their arms loses. You have to
learn to live with our feet and work with
making
our feet.
Coffee, opening doors, and going to the bathroom is torture. First one to give up loses. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them what you did.
You got a hand attack.
Tell them what you did. Can you tell them what you did? Because it was
I didn't use my arms. What did I do? What? I have no idea what he's talking about. It's too early.
Little?
He's doing acid. Are
little
you on acid? You're
touching.
Actually on acid. We're doing a radio show. Are you crazy? My
single
career
single
is
barrel,
on the line.
Purple microdot. Relax. Oh.
Mommy.
Those cows are such large cheeses.
I like fish. Does this bus go to Finch? I want to go to Finch. I want to go to Finch.
Now, what about who's the best actor?
I have to lie down after that. Who's the best actor?
That's another competition.
This is a great interview.
We both have to become actors, perform for a judge, you know, someone in the acting profession, and whoever they deem to be the most qualified and greatest actor wins.
I like this one. Who is the best figure skater? I guess the guy who wins the best woman category wins this one, too.
Not necessarily.
You are correct.
Not necessarily.
Well, you got to be flexible, right?
True.
All right, well, you're falling on your knees a lot in both instances, aren't you?
What do you think it would help if Andy actually watched the show before the interview? What do you think?
Why? That would make me prepared. What are you talking
about? Why? If he actually watched the show,
Let me tell you what's really happening. God bless him. He's a wonderful
You wouldn't want
talent.
Me to actually be prepared for an interview, would you? I'm interested in what you did with this figure skating thing. Did you choose music for your routines?
We both have to, you know, emulate figure skaters, and unfortunately, I don't skate, so it was a little tougher for me, but I think I did good.
See,
guys.
Sometimes we have to take challenges that, you know, like in a cooking competition, Kenny would have an advantage, but I'll still take the challenge, you know?
You had a cooking competition.
Like in a competition that Spenny could definitely win, like who could masturbate more, you know, why even bother, because he's such a chronic perverted masturbator that there's no hope in hell that I would ever win that competition.
Let's talk about the episodes they won't let us do.
But hold just a second. That can work too. It's just depending, you know, if you're doing main courses or desserts.
I'm taking a course right now in Inter.
I'm not coming by for the creme brulee, I'll tell you that.
The creamy brulee?
Yeah.
They wouldn't let us do who could drink more beer in a week, which was, you know, for Canada, I think that's not right. And
well,
we really want to do it. So.
Also helps sponsorship, too. Kenny versus Spenny, Tuesdays, 5:30 p.m. Thank you for coming in, gentlemen.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All the best, and happy cow riding.
Thanks
try
for
watching
us.
The show.
Coming back.
Andy, try watching the show.
Tuesday, 5:30. Write that down.
Coming back with more.
His name is Crystal. Andrew Crystal. With a K, not a C, but since this is radio, it doesn't really matter, does it? This is Crystal Live on Mojo Radio. Talk radio for guys, AM 640.